First of all, before we get started, can we go ahead and talk about how who in the world decided that we're supposed to work 4 days in a week and only, I mean, 5 days in a week?
Oops, awkward. You made it.
Yeah, I'd say we should work 3 days.
I'm just saying. I wish job do you have? I want that job.
Oops. Well, yeah, like, who decided we're supposed to work 5 days?
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't that the government? The Ford guy, Henry Ford, the guy from that runs the Ford
like the assembly line.
Yeah. They used to only have 1 day off a week, and he gave them a second. He was the first one to give people a second day off a week, so people could come in and buy his stuff.
So you need to make it a third
mm-hmm.
day.
Yeah, that would be
it. Yeah, we need one more person. I feel like 4 days is like perfect.
Well, didn't that's they do a trial where? Like a trial where they give. Oh well.
I saw that Netflix gives their employees unlimited holidays.
Holy smokes.
So they can like never go to work?
They can ask for as many days off as they want, but they I'm assuming they only have so many days they can get paid for, but they can ask for like an unlimited amount of days off without getting paid.
That's crazy.
Then it said it helps with productivity and
because you're gonna go to work when you want to work. Yep.
Yeah,
because
that's where I saw like some country do a test where they gave them Friday, Saturday, Sunday off. And it improved productivity. Like, people were less, like, mad at work, you know, stuff like that.
Especially right now, you know, we really need, you know, a break, you know? You know what I mean?
Way in line.
Well, in Germany, they have, like, a 2-hour period where they take naps.
Yes.
Like,
It's like kindergarten? Quiet time. Like pre-K, cool actually. Well?
I think kindergarten nap, too.
Yeah.
Nice. They used to tell you, because I used to be on post, and they used to tell us, this is quiet time, y'all. Wherever you are, you respect that.
That's why she still naps today. Oh. So it's 5 o'clock. It's my Germany time nap. All right. Well, anyway, sorry, I got off subject there. But to our main question of the day, have you guys ever experienced anything that's culturally different? So anything that maybe in a relationship or in a friendship or anything like that that you guys were shown or did that was different than what, you know, you grew up doing? And we'll give it to Melina.
Okay. Yeah, so just like I have tattoos and I don't have a lot. I have like one on my shoulder and I have a couple little ones that you can see sometimes, and I know people who are conservative that I from the person I'm dating, their family's a little bit conservative, so they brought up that when I went to a party that their mom was scared because I had tattoos, so she didn't think the family would like me because her family is really conservative, and they were kind of just trying to tell me that, like, hey, like, when you're around, like you maybe. should kind of wear, like, some sleeves or something, and I'm like, no, like, and they have, like, a thing where the women don't really drink, or if they drink, they're drinking in, like, a cup, so you can't see it, and I grew up in a family that, I mean, we drink, we party, like, we don't like women, guys, whatever, like, it's not different. So I told them, I mean, me, my mom, my two best friends showed up with some bottles, and like, I'm not gonna change for anybody else, even though I do want to respect them. I would never go like blatantly like black out and be crazy. I'm gonna respect them and be nice to them, be myself, but I'm not gonna hide that because they don't feel comfortable with it. But I know some people do feel the pressure, especially early, maybe in a relationship, if that's the case, to kind of like, oh, like, I need them to like me, but I've never been like that, so I think that's where like the culture kind of goes back, because I wasn't raised that way. I don't think I live in a city that really thinks that way either, so yeah.
She's like, so yeah.
Accept it.
Yeah. Yeah, you would think that they would be more accepting by now of all that, but some people aren't.
You'd be surprised.
They just don't.
Stuck in their old ways.
Mm-hmm. You have to. It's hard for me because, like, when it comes to drinking, I don't drink in front of the kids. So the kids think that I don't drink. They think I do not drink, and I don't know. They don't have that vision of me. And they actually think that, Abram for sure, he thinks that drinking is drugs. Mm. So alcohol is drugs. Like, even smoking, he says, my dad does drugs because his dad drinks a lot. And so probably every day after work, he sees his dad with a beer. He's like, oh, my dad does drugs.
Oh, that's so sad. That's like the saddest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, so, like, I definitely don't want to. If he has that, I don't want him to view him. So that, I'm doing that. I do that for him. Like, I will, like, I know, like, I'd rather have it in a cup. Mm-hmm. And I guess that kind of did stick with me. My mom doesn't drink in front of us. It wasn't until, like, I was already in my 30s, so she finally started. I saw her drink. Like, they just didn't. And so
it's like she looked at you. She probably had,
I think she always had a cup. Like, it was always in a cup. So I might actually be the girl with the cup. Because, I don't know, that's... He thinks it's drugs. I don't want him to think I do drugs.
Yeah, and it's different, though, because it's your kids. Like, they have, like, this vision of you. I mean, it's not, like, I don't know. I get that. Like, it's not, like, hiding who you are. It's just, like, you don't want them to see you drinking.
There's a time and place.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my mom drinks. Yeah.
What's super funny off of that is, like, my parents drink, you know, growing up, too. But it's funny going off of that story is I remember we used to have the D.A.R.E. program. I don't know if you guys had D.A.R.E. program. Yes. It seems like Big Spring had nothing anyone else out here had. But apparently we all had D.A.R.E. program. Yep. So I remember they were there one time, and I don't even know why, but they asked, like, everybody. They were like, if you know somebody who does drugs, raise your hand or something like that. And anyways, later that evening, I told my mom and dad, I was like, they asked us who did drugs, and I didn't want to raise my hand even though you guys drink. Yeah, so I understand Abram's pain.
Like, watch it. Don't let him say nothing at school.
No, I mean, I never, well, I knew my parents drink. I don't really drink anymore, but when I was younger, they would, you know, my grandma would babysit, or, you know, my aunt or uncle or someone, and they'd go out and, you know, yeah, go to the club there in Fort Stockton. And they'd come home and you're really excited and happy. You know what I mean? So, you're like, what's up?
It's just like, you're like playing games. You're like,
that's his perfect time to ask for, hey, there's a new video game coming out.
Yeah.
One time, my mom went out for New Year's Eve, and I was dating this girl named Angela at the time, and she was there with me at the house. What?
I dated a girl named Angela. That's weird.
Was it the same girl?
Probably the same Angela. She cheated on me.
Did we just become best friends?
I think mortal enemies.
Anyways, mom comes home and she's a little tipsy. She's feeling pretty good, and she's like, Angela, I called your mom and I told her Happy New Year's and was excited to talk to her, blah blah blah. And Angela's like, she said she called her. I'm sorry. She's like, I called you. You didn't answer. I left you a voicemail telling you Happy New Year, blah blah blah. And she's like, I didn't get no voicemail from you. She's like, what? So she looks at her phone, and then I look at my mom's phone, and she called Angela somebody else, like volleyball coach for the middle school. She's like, I left her a super long voicemail. Yeah, super funny story. But yeah. I never really had that problem as for, like, you see my parents drink or not. It wasn't a big deal.
It wasn't a big deal to me either.
It wasn't a big deal for us either. Like, we had parties, and we had the big cooler with all the drinks in it, and we used to sneak and drink it. I can say that now, because they can't do too much to me. But, yeah, no. All the time. New Year's, Christmas, Thanksgiving, just because.
I just remember as a kid, you know, when my grandparents were alive, we would all get together, you know, as, like, big family parties, like, for Christmas and stuff like that. And they would throw parties, and everybody would get, like, wild, and like, it was, like, super fun. So I was around, you know, but I just vividly remember those times. And they were, like, my favorite times, because I was, like, with my cousins. We were, like, just running around throwing rocks at each other or something like that. But, yeah, like, my parents, you know, drank when I was little, and I never thought that was weird, I guess. And when I was, you know, a teenager... Not, like, super little, but, like, my dad, like, let me taste a beer or something. But, like, responsibly, he wasn't, like, throwing it down my throat, you know, stuff like that. But I just remember even my grandpa once, he would drink a tequila shot every night to go to sleep. I just remember he, like, poured it, and then he, like, slid it to me, and I'm like, he's, like, drinking. I was like,
pass. Hard pass.
Yeah. But yeah, like, it's different. It's weird, like, how you say you don't drink in front of... No kids, because, like, my extended family, they do, and, you know, but it's pretty interesting to hear that. It's pretty different.
And that's funny, because actually Melina and Yanni were there when my brother first turned 21 and tried his first shot, and it's because he has his own mind, he has his own opinion, mm-hmm. and he's very outspoken, but never, like, you know, occurred to him that, let me go drink with my friends or anything. I don't know, at least.
And he hated it. He hated it. The whole thing. Yeah, he hated it.
The whole experience was, like, he was horrible.
Yeah, Yanni took a shot with him. It was a honey Jack Daniels.
Yeah, and he hated it.
We tried to mix it, and he still hated it.
It's so. Like, I can taste it. Yeah, so his thing was always, like, when I drink, I want to drink, and it's kind of like what you said, is like, I want to drink with my dad. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to have a drink out with my dad, talk about it, because they have some deep conversations.
Like, yeah, like, it hits different. Yeah. Like, yeah, and it's crazy, because when I go visit my parents now, my dad hands me, like, a beer, and it's like, I don't know, it just feels different. Like, it feels awesome, you know? It, like, makes me feel like when I'm a dad, like, it's weird going off completely off topic, but, like, as a kid, you see stuff way differently that you see it now. And, like, it kind of makes sense to you now. And you're like, oh, that's why you did that. Oh, that's why you did that. Yeah. Oh, that's why you do that. And it kind of gets you excited to do that with your kids, you know, and stuff like that. So,
Jesus has been a philosopher today. He is philosophizing.
Philosophizing.
I grew up with my parents, like, respecting them. It's funny because I saw something in Spanish where I don't call them as, like, a respectful elder you. I call them, like, if they're my friends.
Oh, tú, instead of usted. Yeah.
So I don't have that. My husband does, and he flips on me, and I'm like, I don't care. That's how they're okay with that. Mm. So I'm going to call them by how they want to. I don't call them by their name. Mm. I don't ever disrespect them, because I've seen some people just blatantly like cuss out their parents, but that's a whole, you know, yeah. I would die.
I would die. Yeah.
When you're going on a first date, or, you know, for those that are in a long-term relationship, what was it on that first date that really attracted you to that guy? Like, what are those main features or main things that happen that really stick with you where you're remembering him for the next few days? To help out the guys that are out here listening, what can those guys do to lock you in? After they call Yanni, because we shouted out her number.
I was like, can Yanni speak on this?
Because basically, like, what she wants.
Yeah, because I feel like Yanni, you were married to someone who, like, was like Jamaican. Yeah. Right. So it's, like, way different than what we have here.
Who was what? Sorry?
Jamaican.
Yeah, my ex was Jamaican, but
are you looking for another Jamaican?
No,
because we can find you a Mexican.
Yeah. Sorry. No, but when I think of culture, and we were talking about food earlier, because I think of plantains. I always think of plantains, and you're like, I hate plantains.
Yeah. I don't know what that is.
They're like bananas, kind of.
Be like, you don't want any of that. Yeah.
A more mature, like, banana-looking thing.
It has, like, no taste. It's bad. I'm sorry.
It's just like a, but is it like a plant? Yeah.
Don't like worry about it, sweetheart. It's, like, it's bad. It's bad.
Yeah. They, like, fry it or something. Oh, okay. Some grease. Huh. They usually eat it with, like, well, he used to eat it with, like, rice and peas, or they used to have, like, a ackee and eggs or something they used to eat. But, yeah, no.
So you have to, like, what they're kind of like, what their culture makes to eat too. Like, that's a big thing in a relationship, because you go out to eat together. Right. You make food together.
Right. And if you don't, it ends probably like mine did in a divorce. So,
so food is the secret. My God.
This whole food time. I could see that actually being a huge deal though. Like,
no, it was, because, like, I grew up, like, with the noodles, the sandwiches, the frozen stuff, the canned stuff. He was more like, my meal needs to be fresh. I'm eating plantains, and I'm like, what? Like, I know. Like, I want a sandwich every once in a while, you know, some ice cream. He was not for that, but that was a very
controlling,
toxic, yeah.
So
relationship.
Would he make you cook it?
I'm not cooking that. No, you know, like, I used to cook, like, other stuff, but I could make some, like, Jamaican dishes.
But you obviously, there was something that got you. So, like, what was it in, like, those first few days
you
that
you,
like, yeah. Like, was there something that was from his culture that you were like, oh, like, this is interesting?
I would say,
go back and dig.
You pushing? I got the divorce decree and everything.
This is Yanni's episode right now.
Okay, I think the first thing was.
Fishing too.
I'm trying to be closer. I think it was more like, maybe, it's gonna sound so shallow, but, like, he had, like, that, like, Jamaican accent at first. I kind of got used to it, so it really wasn't that big towards the end. I'm trying to think.
But y'all went to church together, and so y'all shared that.
But see, the thing is, honestly, we kind of had, like, a semi-prearranged, probably could have been on TLC.
On the love at first sight?
Because, like, the people that were around us were pushing us to get married. Mm. So I was, what, 22 when I got married? So, like, 21 when I met him. He was 30 when we got married. Mm. So we were in two different spaces. So I just, the idea of, like, being married is what probably more so was the reason why we got married. But no, like, okay, so for now, if when I meet someone, I think it's just honestly how a man carries himself. Like, if you're like a man, like if we're going out and you know you're nice to the server, your conversation, how you're dressed, you know what you smell like, you know, maybe the conversation though, because if you go on a first date and it just the conversation is ugh, then I probably won't call you for a second date. Like, I don't know where we're going. Yeah. Communication is big.
Yeah.
So
confidence.
How do you feel about sandals? Man. Sandals with socks. Not on the first date.
What is happening? Why did it go to sandals and socks?
Wait.
What is going on?
He had sandals
and socks. So, what's your viewpoints on sandals and socks?
How do you make fun of me for wearing socks with sandals?
No, I don't mind the socks with sandals.
Thank you.
But not on the first date.
No, I'm not wearing on a date. Like, I'm not... But if I go like if I go to Walmart or like Dollar General just to go grab something real fast, like I'm gonna put my slides on.
Are you talking about like being seen in sandals and socks? Or
yeah,
like,
she's saying basically like going like out in public,
like as a couple.
Yeah, as a couple.
Grocery store.
I don't think they're bad. But like
score for Mesa.
Yeah, I don't think on really on a first date, like at least wear some tennis shoes. Like
no, because we had had
I'm not
this.
Rocket science yeah. first
date. You never know.
We had this pre-conversation. I was like, oh, I'm going to ask that. Because he brought it up for some reason. We wanted to get other girls' opinions, what but you think about.
It's not that. I read you can wear socks with sandals and still have a good conversation. So I'm.
Yeah, but not on your first date.
I'd rather him wear that and have a good conversation than wear something else and bad conversation.
Score for me. So yeah, buddy. You got 2 points.
I'm helping you out so you're not a good conversator. I'm helping you out.
I'm a great conversator.
She's like, man, this conversation's so good, but he wearing some sandals and socks. It's all right.
Are you good going to snow or you good going to beach? I don't think you decided yet.
I'm just saying, because I have my socks on.
Yeah, and I think it depends on where you go.
I'm shallow. I'm sorry. That's a no-go.
At least she's on. There we go. See, she's on my side. I feel that's great, too.
I got half a point.
So the thing is, I am shallow, and I'm going to admit it. If I come across and it does not, it's not a good, to me, sandals and whatever you guys are talking about right now, socks. Yeah.
What are we talking
slides
about right
and
now?
Socks. Yeah, not sandals. Yeah. It's not the thong toed, like.
And they're slides.
That exact same, that.
Sorry, not sorry.
No. She didn't change her mind. She didn't change her mind.
She said no.
She said, I saw your legs, hairy, and then you still had some sock on it. Nope, not for me.
I have great calves, though.
No, No.
No, I can see that because Brianna doesn't want to get me those sandals.
My husband has them, but he has them around the house. I don't understand that trend of walking around the store.
Oh, you mean just like going out?
Not like going out. Like just going to the store.
You are leaving your house,
like, leave
your
together house
as a couple.
Going to the store or...
Will not be seen dead with him like
that. She's all dead with
him. I don't know because I wear sandals like...
And socks? That's good.
Well, no, not with socks. Because it's better for girls.
Yeah, but girls' feet are different.
Yeah, we get our like toes done.
Yeah,
so.
I don't.
No, sandals are different. Well, the thing is, my thing
one time I did.
The sandals and the socks. That's a pet peeve for me. I don't understand that trend. I don't understand why people do it.
You're in between. You're not. That shows that you don't know how to make a decision.
You know how to tie your shoes.
Yeah, no,
prove it. Go prove it.
I have straight slip-on shoes. That's it.
You don't know how to tie my shoes.
You do the hoop around the thing and you pull it tight.
And if you stomp it, it lights up.